Brian Adams. When? Saturday, 8 p.m. Where? Save on Foods Memorial Center, 1925 Blanchard Street. Tickets. Sold out. Pat Stewart has been on the road for the better part of 2 full years, manning the drum kit for Brian Adams as the Cuts Like a Knife hitmaker brings his music to the masses. Stewart feels like he could do another 22 years, considering how well the tour has been going. For the last 15 years, he's just sort of always going, Stewart said of the hard-charging Adams, who is among the most successful artists in Canadian history. That's just who he is. And he brings it every night. Stewart has done 148 concerts with Adams since November 10, 2021, when the former Vancouver Islander played drums for the singer-songwriter at his 6-show residency at the Encore Theatre in Las Vegas. The happy-go-lucky drummer will play show number 149 in Victoria on Saturday, when the second leg of Adams's So Happy It Hurts tour kicks off at the Save on Foods Memorial Center. The concert sold out long ago, which isn't surprising. Adams has remained a strong concert draw throughout his professional career, which dates back more than 40 years. It's the same now as it was in 1985, Stewart said. In Canada, all those big hockey arenas, like the Bell Centre in Montreal, which is the biggest arena in the NHL, they're all sold out. And it's like that in Europe and the UK, too. It's all massive. Stewart was there at the beginning, when Adams began his ascent. He played drums on parts of 1984's Reckless, including the hits One Night Love Affair, Kids Wanna Rock and Summer of 69, and spent nearly 2 years on the road with Adams and his band, which still includes longtime guitarist Keith Scott, following the record's release. Stewart played countless high-profile shows with Adams during that time, including 2 performances in 1985, at Live Aid in Philadelphia, and as the musical guest on Saturday Night Live, that remain career highlights. Stewart was replaced on drums in 1986, but was rehired by Adams in fits and starts in the years that followed. He played drums on some demo recordings that would later be reshaped for 1992's Waking Up the Neighbors, and played on 7 songs that wound up on 11, the 2008 album from Adams. Stewart, who lived in Parksville with his family during high school, and later taught at the former Malaspina College in Nanaimo, was stationed in Qualicum Beach and traveling between Vancouver and Vancouver Island when he got the session call for 11. He relocated to the mainland soon after, and has remained in Vancouver ever since. He's still a core member of 6-time Juno Award nominees The Odds, who he's been with since 1994. But for the time being, Adams gets his undivided attention. And that means shows, shows, and more shows. It's a different time now. It's not like you make a record and the record has a 18-month lifespan. It's just sort of always going. Even when they are booked for 3 or 4 consecutive concerts, it's at that point where reflexes slow, and voices begin to wear out. Adams never falters. It's why he remains among the top concert draws worldwide. My mind is still being blown every night, Stewart said with a laugh. Adams has the reputation of being a stern leader, but Stewart has found him to be nothing but supportive. When the band was booked to perform on Stewart's 60th birthday, Adams felt bad for the drummer. He was sweet. He apologized. He goes, "Man, I'm so sorry that you're here doing this on your birthday. Sure, it's a milestone birthday, but I told him if I can't be at home, there's nothing else I would rather be doing than playing these really, really good songs." M. Devlin at TimesColumnist.com. > To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColumnist.com.